Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
And this is the second time I'm doing the intro because I feel like I just wasn't selling it right the last time. I'm not quite sure what I'm trying to sell. Bit of a hard episode to pin down, but it is actually one of my favourites I think we've done so far.
Wow. What, in the whole of
us? I don't know, I just had so much fun doing it. I mean, the whole of us is quite a history, but... we're talking about hashtag normalizing things, and I think there are some, dare I say, hot takes in here.
I think there are. I said, so in the last take, basically what's going on there, that little silence. In the last take, I said, I think they're lukewarm takes.
Lukewarm? I thought you might want to have your joke again.
I thought maybe that was the thing that made you not like the take, so I didn't want to say it again.
I thought
but
was
you liked that.
Yeah, I liked that.
Oh, okay. They were lukewarm takes.
I'm not taking away your joke. Yeah, perfect. Right, enjoy. Okay, I want to... How are you? How's it going? But also, I actually want to ask, are you watching anything fun recently?
Oh, that's fun, because I asked you earlier what you're watching.
Yeah, and I didn't ask you back, sorry. We went on a tangent.
No, I never want to answer. Well, I'm kind of slowly making my way through Pam and Tommy, which I don't like how slow I'm going.
Controversial.
But what?
Pam and Tommy.
Is it?
I think we've even spoken about its controversy.
I know nothing about this.
Podcast.
All I'm doing is just working out that I actually do find Sebastian Stan a bit hot. That's
Yeah, you did text me that the other day and I just completely ignored it. But I am actually. Maybe we should talk about that.
Fair enough.
No, let's talk about that. Because I don't find him hot in that, but I get... Take it away.
I don't find him hot in that. So I have never understood Sebastian Stan because I knew that you really saw something in
him. I see something.
And I was like, I just don't really get it. Like, everyone's talking about this guy, not for me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm watching it, I see that it is similar to an Adam Driver sort of vibe to me. That it's like, you're not fit when I look at you, but when I'm seeing you in movement, I'm seeing, like, the charisma, I'm seeing it. So, yeah, I don't fancy, like, him as Tommy Lee. But I fancy, I see his potential through just the mannerisms.
Yeah.
Seeing it for the first time. But I'm also just watching Love Island.
Oh, yeah. Another controversial pick.
Yeah. I'm loving Love Island.
And you
are
loving
it, aren't
you?
It is pure shit. Well, I'm not loving it at the moment because I just feel like I'm watching a lot of girls get fucked over. But tonight is the movie night when they're going to show the girls what the boys did. And I'm excited for that because I want just the girls to get a bit of power back.
Nice.
Because at the moment it just feels like it's just a load of girls getting kind of lied to, forgiving a load of men. And then like one guy crying and being like, I'm going to leave this show. And then everyone being like, oh, actually maybe he wasn't that bad.
What was his name? Jack?
Jax. So basically him
just
and Paige
for those of us that aren't watching.
Recap what happened last week on Love Island was
is it you missed on Glee,
honestly. But then it was just a whole thing. That was when it was actually quite good. But then the other night, the night that was the nail in the coffin for me, that I was like, I just don't know if I can do this, they were like, we're gonna bring in Becky Hill and do like a dancing thing. I was like, who the fuck is Becky Hill?
I didn't know
they just
that.
Did like a bit of dancing. They had a party and then they just did like a challenge where it's like, let's slide down a thing and knock beer into a hole. It's like, wait, sorry.
Right, but
where's the drama?
Where's the drums?
I need some arguments. So they're all a bit happy at the moment. So I'm not liking it.
Gosh.
But I think tonight they're going to inject a bit of misery. So I'm quite excited.
Nice. Good.
I just need to watch these boys. Do you know what? I can't stand to look at Andrew for one more second. His smug face.
Who the fuck is Andrew?
Oh my god, he's more insidious to me.
Adam Collard, isn't it?
Yeah, they act like that's a big celeb. As Adam Collard, who's like, I'm sorry. Look who's back.
And it's Tom like, Cruise.
No one knows who this is. But yeah, I find like
I was gonna say I remember not liking him, but for the same reasons, for the kind of patriarchy reasons. But
that's the bit that's unbearable to me, like the stuff with Jax leaving and like Adam being brought in, and
but the show doesn't exist without patriarchy, and hell, neither do I.
Exactly, this podcast doesn't
exist without it.
So let's just all do a big thank you to the patriarchy guys.
Exactly, we owe our lives. Well, I'm glad. I hope you enjoy movie night. Oh, sorry, you're not done.
No, I'm not done.
go on.
I could go all day. I'll just be brief. The thing that I find, so like Adam Collard, yep, awful. Jax was awful. I think like they got like 800 like Ofcom reports about Jax.
We're lucky there's no podcasting Ofcom because we'd be in trouble.
Oh, big trouble. But I do think the one that bugs me the most is for all the Love Island people out there. Sorry if you don't watch.
No, there are tons.
Yeah.
It's not neat.
I just find, for example, like Andrew, I find his misogyny so much more like under the surface, real world, like women forgiving a man that does not deserve them and like getting away with it and being like, just watching a girl like apologize to him, being like, sorry, I'm so insecure and I'm crying. It's like, sorry.
Oh, God.
And he did have a great line where he was like, I licked a tit or whatever. I mean, I sucked a tit or whatever. And it was just so iconic.
Is that her then?
And I laughed for about 3 days. Yeah. She's like, what?
Right.
And he's like,
why did he say that? Just for no reason.
Because this other girl, Coco, was like, I'm going to have to tell her that you sucked my tit. And he was like, oh, I'll go and do it. And he was like trying to be really mature. But then he went over, he was like, can Tasha, can I pull you for a chat? And then was like, oh, I sucked her tit or whatever.
Is that all about that? He just sucked her tit and then walked off?
He licked her tit or whatever. And then she was like, what? Much. And it was just such a moment where I thought, okay, these like 20 hours that I spent watching this show are worth it for that like 10 second moment.
Oh, nice.
It was incredible. But then now she's forgiven him and like did a weird treasure hunt. It was unbearable. But it's fine.
Well,
I'm back in tonight.
I hope justice
night.
Is served tonight.
It has to be. Do you know any of them, like, are there any that you've seen and you're like, oh, I like that? Or you don't like that?
Honestly, no, I don't know anything about
anything.
It. Apart from a few little lines. I heard someone say, what's his name? David?
Davide. Or Davide. They kind of mix it up sometimes. He's
Davide,
my fave.
Davide. Did he say something like, that's my line or something?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Tasha shouted, you're a liar. And he
said,
why
is that his line?
That's my line, Tasha. Because he said to Ekin-Su, you're a liar, you're an actress. Really
and that
accent.
Became quite
I don't know
a
if that's
thing.
Actually bad, of, like problematic of me trying to do an Italian accent.
But that's okay, like, Mamma Mia, that's fine. And did that become quite a thing?
Yeah,
is
he
that
just
an
says
iconic
funny
line
things.
From him?
He's just a bit of a one-liner. Like he said, "You're faker than a Louis Vuitton from China." Like he says crazy things. He's the best. I love him. He's nice. The only one I like. I feel like I'd get on with him.
You liked him in Ekin-Su, didn't you?
I love Ekin. I love her so
nice.
Much.
Good.
Like
okay.
she's Megan to me. She's Megan Barton Hansen.
Megan.
She gives
of
me the same energy, and we're big fans of her. we just met her once, and we really liked her. But Ekin gives me a Megan vibe. And Davide, I fucking love.
Do you fancy any of them or no?
No.
No?
No. I don't
Not
think
Davide
I
a bit. Whatever it's
no,
is.
No. I don't fancy Davide. Let me just bore everyone for 1 minute longer and think.
What about
who
Adam Collard or whatever it's
No! God, do you know me? Do you actually know me?
Well, you didn't like Sebastian Stan. I don't know what your taste is, joking. I know exactly what
I genuinely think Adam Collard is one of the most repulsive people I've ever met
now.
In my life. Never had the displeasure.
I personally am done with the Love Island combo.
Cool.
But I have loved it. I've loved every word. Okay. Normalising.
Is there anything you'd like to normalise?
Not sure really. But I thought about this because I thought I was saying this to Steffi earlier, I think in life there are things that we have normalized that aren't normal, and I think it's a problem. But then I thought about what are the things that aren't normalized, and people have sent really funny
responses. Such a mix, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it really made me laugh. Like, some are so serious and it'll be next to one that was so ridiculous. Like,
last night I text Steffi saying it will be funny, there'll be some that are like, normalize pulling scary faces at yourself in the mirror, and some of them will be like, normalize tampons and periods and women struggle and things like that. So yeah, that was how I sold it in. That was the pitch. Because I think it is a funny balance between, like, there are serious things that need to be okay.
Yeah.
Goes without saying. But then there's also funny shit.
Yeah.
And I also feel like this podcast has shown us that a lot of things are universal.
I think this podcast has shown me that everything is universal and nothing
is
unique.
It's crazy.
Nobody is unique. Nobody is special. When everyone's super, no one will be, whatever. But I do think it's... yeah, every single message, there'll be, not every single message, but it's so often that someone will be like, this is really embarrassing, but I think we should normalize. So many people said, I think we should normalize, like, shaving scars and, like, body hair, like pubes. A lot of people
saying, guys, you're gonna love me. I literally saw that and thought, God, I'm your hero. I have said before on the podcast, I'm literally like Hagrid. I'm like, I've probably got something like I've probably got a condition. Like, guys, I'm your hero.
Well,
body
every
hair.
Single
loads
person.
Of people said body hair, yeah.
Everyone. And a lot of them were like, I think we should normalize this. Like, it's a really shameful thing. It's like, God, you should look at this. Every other person in here is saying body hair,
but
shaving,
I do actually
rashes,
look,
stuff like that.
If we're starting with that one, I will say I have so much shame around it. It's probably one of my biggest, longest lasting insecurities.
Go on.
Well, I used to cry and cry and cry in primary school over being hairy. And I would sit with my, my arms, like, up. I can't, what's this, like, with your palms up?
So that you would be hiding your arm hair?
Yeah, so I would hide my arms under the table, and I would always have them palms up. So, like, you know, the outside of your arm is obviously, like, your forearm is hairy, and then the inside is, like, the delicate skin.
Yeah.
I would sit with my, like, Jesus Christ, I would sit with
praying.
My palms out. Do you get what I mean? Like, kind of.
Yeah,
up,
you're on the
like,
cross.
As if I'm about to ascend, like, to another plane. And just shit, like, I would come home crying all
the
time. The
shit we do to, like,
crazy.
Monitor
but
our
it's
bodies.
It's also, this is a fucked up issue. It's a paedophile issue. It's a paedophilic culture issue. And it's also a race issue.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is a race thing.
It is a race thing.
That's what it is. Like, you have darker hair.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's just a complete shame.
It's just like, and also, like, I know I joked about having a condition, but I think I've said this before on the podcast, and this isn't my original thought. This is not a Steffi and Wing original hot take. Which, to be honest, like 2% of the podcast actually is.
No one wants that.
But I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. I think I probably have. I saw someone say basically that, for example, when like a woman is hairy, it's like, oh, you've probably got, oh my God, you've got something wrong with you. You've got this condition. You've got an imbalance. You've got a hormone imbalance. Have you looked into this?
I've never heard that.
People don't necessarily say it.
Insane. Who are these people?
But all, I guess, like, societal, like, I don't know. You're on the NHS website thinking, like, you've got too many hormones or whatever.
Bloody
you've got
hell.
Some sort of imbalance, blah, blah, blah. But if a man doesn't have a lot of arm hair or leg hair, no one's looking at him saying, oh, he's got some sort of condition, or he's actually got hormone imbalance, blah, blah, blah. It's not. Women are hairy. Women are often hairy. That's just life.
But it's just we're so unaccustomed to seeing
but we're
anything,
so unaccustomed
but
to
like
that
a newborn
literally
baby
the NHS
skin.
Website is telling you that you have a hormone imbalance and you need to check your thyroid. It's a fucking
But this is why it's
joke,
still
mate.
Revolutionary. But it's still seen as like a revolutionary advert, for example, to actually show like hair being shaved off on a woman's razor advert. That's still seen as like, oh, that's progressive. They showed a bit of armpit hair. They showed leg hair in that video.
Yeah.
It's like, are you joking?
It's a big, it's one that I can't, I know I said before as well, like, I just can't, I'm not about to like not shave my armpits and shit to prove a point. No. I know the point that I should be proving, but you're not getting it from me anytime soon because it's just too deep for me, RN.
But also, is it your point to prove? Like, why
exactly.
would you want
I don't
to?
Like,
why
come do you? Is it, whatever.
Someone, yeah, as we
it's
said, Miley Cyrus is doing
also
it.
Also,
it
is exactly. Yeah, someone else is doing it. But I do. I think that's kind of the point. Is that where things are too deep? That's why it's important for people to have an awareness and like to genuinely give a shit about issues, even when they don't affect you. Because it's important that we all recognize. Or have an openness to something that somebody else is going through because they can't necessarily lift themselves up, but you might have the height or the platform to do so.
Yeah, I think that is so it because
Smiley,
it's almost
because I can't do it right now.
And that's also someone that would have kind of quite fine blonde armpit hair might feel more
fine, yeah.
but it's more acceptable under patriarchy's shit body standards, beauty standards, all of
a
the
millionaire
shit.
Walks into the room with armpit hair is a bit different than like me slugging out of my depression hole in goblin mode with hairy arms and hairy legs because I haven't showered for 2 weeks. Like,
it just makes
it's
it
a
more
different
acceptable.
Story
if the girl with a little bit of blonde armpit hair does it, it makes it a bit easier than the next day for maybe someone with a dark armpit hair will maybe in the next year
or darker with skin then it's a whole thing.
Exactly,
it's crazy. So there you go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah.
Didn't think we were going to start with that one.
No, I didn't think we would, but I really wanted to talk about it because everyone.
Yeah, I didn't think that many people would say it.
Body hair.
Yeah. Guys, I can't tell you how big of a deal it was for me growing up. It literally ruled my life.
God, it's such a fucking shame.
And I still think about it now.
It's such a shame.
I know, it's fucked up.
Because it's so, you're so right, rooted in.
I still shave my arms.
Do you?
I actually haven't in a while now. Yeah, do you want to see?
Yeah,
because I actually haven't shaved them in ages, but I don't know if you'll be able to see it on the camera, but they're really hairy. They actually look quite light.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've always kind of wanted to be
really
a little bit hairier. Like, I always thought it was...
Let's see yours. You're
I'm
not
just,
hairy at all,
got,
you know.
I am weird. I've just got...
Oh, there's
I've got
nothing
no
there.
I'm
bloody
just,
hell.
I've got no hair on my body. It's
she's
quite...
An, baby.
It, do you know what? It's quite an annoying thing to say, but I have none. But I've always kind of wanted to be the girl that's, like, tanned with, like, blonde... quite hairy arms. You ever seen that where you just think,
yes,
God, you look
it's me
stunning.
On holiday.
That's
yeah.
what I've always wanted to be. I think
they always go white.
My older cousin is like very tanned and I always kind of looked up to her as a kid and she had like quite hairy blonde hair and I was
it's my
like,
favorite thing
look.
Oh my God, that's so funny that you've said that because I've got pictures on my phone from obviously now I've had a tan like in the summer and I've got so many pictures of like my hair that's really like golden like white in the sun.
Stunning.
And my like it just it is great actually.
I've always wanted that look.
It's
like it always gives
things.
Me kind of surfer babe look.
But
like
you
it,
wouldn't get that look.
I don't have any hair on my like
yeah,
literally
it's
look
really,
at
it's
that.
Too fine to see.
It's like, you can, like it's basically like
even my fingers look how hairy my fingers are.
Let's see.
It's crazy.
Great podcast content. Look how hairy my fingers are.
I don't know if you can see.
Can't see
because we're looking, we're going through a webcam.
Oh, yeah,
when you see me in person, you'll
I
see.
I like that.
Even my eyebrows, my moustache, everything. I've got a beard, for God's sake.
And
you see
as
that?
You should, as you fucking should. No, I can't see anything.
Yeah, as I should.
Lovely hands, though. Lovely rings.
Sometimes when me and my boyfriend is, thank you. When my boyfriend and I are talking, I'm like, you're looking at my moustache.
What?
He's like, I'm just watching your mouth as you speak. I'm like, I know you just.
He's like
at
about
my
to kiss you.
Going,
he's like looking at your mouth. About. He's like, don't look at my moustache.
But it is crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
But this is the thing. I do think it is something that's like fucking normal. Like, yeah, that should be normal. That's the perfect use for like the whole like, normalized thing. It's like, yeah,
it is,
actually,
yeah.
That should be fucking normalized. As basic as it sounds, it's like the fact that women feel shame about what having to bleach their moustache,
oh my God,
having
so
to fucking
shame.
Shave their armpits. Fuck that.
So much shame.
It's crazy. God, it's actually outrageous, because the thing that you were saying about paedophile, like, it's yeah. paedophile culture. It 100% is this idea that women should basically age up to age 15. They're allowed to get to that, and then they must stop from that point. Boobs grow, pubes haven't grown yet, and we stop there.
15? I would honestly say like 10.
Yeah, to be honest, same.
10?
What 15-year-old? Yeah, is like, you're 15, yeah, you have pubes. Yeah. Okay, let's say, yeah.
Yeah, come on. 10. Well, again,
me 10, I've got full fucking knockers at that point.
Exactly.
Giant tits.
Exactly. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that was actually something that changed my perspective a little bit, was thinking, like, look, no one's saying to men, oh, you've got a hormone imbalance because you don't have any, like, hair, blah, blah.
Hormone,
they just get
imbalance.
It's
so outrageous. It's no, I don't have fucking hormone imbalance. It's in my fucking body. You just never seen
you're
a woman with hair.
You're probably all right. And it makes you worry, because they say, like, things like symptoms, like, oh, you're tired all the time. Or, like, you lose hair in the shower. It's like, oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's me. Like, and also, if you have a hormone imbalance or you have any of these things that causes these things, also, it's fucking normal.
It's fine. Yeah.
It's fine. I feel like all of these things become weapons against you. Like, oh, you're not feminine enough. Like, your femininity.
But that's what it's
like,
about. But then the idea of femininity being essentially of a female, like
a child.
Yeah, like, well,
it's
10-year-old
like what
child.
I just said to you. You said I've barely got any hair. You showed your arm. I said, wow, it's baby smooth.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
And as if that's what I want.
Like, what the fuck?
Get her
exactly.
in the cot. Where's the dummy? Put the dummy in my mouth. It's such
it's
a weird
fucked
thing.
Up. It is really
but it
fucked
is,
up.
It, yeah, it's completely fucked up. I remember people saying they shaved their arms. And also, I hate to bring this back to Love Island for a second. But what I do find quite interesting is a lot of the men on there shave their legs. And I thought that was interesting, because I've never met a man that shaves anything
really?
Other than their face, really.
Yeah. It's quite a thing, I think.
And I just thought a man shaving their legs, it just cut to a man... Andrew, the one I dislike a lot, shaving his legs. And I was almost like, okay, so men, I think shaving your legs to me is seen as like almost a feminine act, to have baby smooth legs.
You know what it's giving though?
What?
You know in Euphoria when Nate...
Oh, this annoyed me.
Nate likes
Maddie.
Women without body hair.
So the
or
first
something.
Thing he noticed about Maddie is that she's absolutely hairless. It's like, oh, he's a paedophile.
Fucked up.
He's a white supremacist paedophile. I hate him.
That's the vibe it is giving me. But anyway.
Nate, do you know what? To bring this to Euphoria, there aren't many characters that have put me off the actor in that way. Like, most of the time,
wow,
I can see the actor through the character.
Past,
I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I love the character fucking... I don't know why Jared Leto is coming. I love the character he's playing.
Yeah.
But I love Jared Leto, but I hate his character sort of thing. He's such a good actor.
Yeah.
Nate is a character that he must be either so well acted or so well cast that it has made me hate Jacob Elordi, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I fucking... Like, I
have an
purely
issue.
See him as Nate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I literally find that character so repulsive that I'm like, I could never... Like, date
Jacob
Elordi.
No, definitely.
When he comes
not.
Knocking on my door, hey, do you want a date?
Well, right, Lisa,
I'm going to have
should.
To say, I'm
Excuse
sorry.
Me.
I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to
I'm
go back
interested.
To either
yeah.
Zendaya.
And it's a shame because I'm just your type
one of the
because
others.
I'm hairless.
Nate, I'm your perfect
you
girl.
You.
I have not got even
it's a
strap.
Shame.
But that was one of those lines where I just thought, you are utterly vile. Like, this is so gross. And for many other reasons in that show.
Well, I'm glad we've spoken about that.
Same. I'm glad we got that in early because clearly that was, I mean, so many
I didn't
many
think
people.
You were going to bring that up, I guess. I don't know why, but...
It shocked me, like, the volume of a... Of
yeah, it no, it really that. Shocked me as well because I thought you lot didn't care about that.
No.
But they do care.
But, oh no, it's a big thing. And do you know what? Fucking huge thing. Cut to me shaving my armpits in the shower. What?
Yeah. It's just it goes without saying, doesn't it? It's just given. It's Florence given, as they say. I remember coming home, and it's actually quite sad because I remember one time in particular I was crying about it, and I remember talking to my mum about it, and she'd obviously then spoken to my dad about it. Like, my dad was like, "Why are you crying?" or whatever. And I remember him being really upset that I was crying over fucking having hairy arms or whatever.
Well, it is upsetting.
It's come from him, and like,
Yeah.
It's just, it's sad, isn't it?
And also it's like the fact that you are made to feel that something that's literally growing out of your body is like disgusting.
Making you lesser than.
Because
yeah.
Have you had the, I've had the conversation so many times, and I'm sure you have, I know everyone has had this conversation so many times, but like there'll be often like, I don't know, I've had it before where someone has been like, I don't know why, I just find hairy armpits just so gross. I don't know why, I just do. I just find them so gross. It's
what,
like,
on themselves?
Actually, I know they're just almost like, I just don't like the look. Like, fair enough, you can do what you want, but right. I just don't like it. And it's like, I think I know why you don't like it.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I don't. It's nothing to do with that. I just don't like it.
Oh, this shit annoys me. I fucking hate when people say this shit. Like, same. I don't mind gay people. I just don't want to see it in my face. Just a personal thing.
Exactly.
Just like, shut the fuck up, because you're actually pissing me off now.
I just like, don't like it for myself. It's like, I know why you don't, because you're fucking riddled with
shame. You're not that
special.
You don't have your own ideas.
Riddled.
This isn't just something that you've just developed on your own. It's a societal construct that you were born into.
Oh, it's convenient that all of you are okay with hair growing out of your head, but hair on the
ridiculous.
Armpits, legs, or vagina,
not only
vulva,
okay with hair growing out of your head, you're going to pay hundreds of pounds to buy more of it.
Curling
it. Oh my sweet Jesus.
You're getting straightness.
It's insane.
But conveniently, all of you don't like any hair on a woman from the neck down.
It's crazy.
It's convenient, isn't it? That's ugly on the armpits or on the legs.
I'm getting serious chin hair these
not
days.
Not ugly on the hair.
Like, I keep having to pluck, like, I've also got long hairs here. Do you want to see? Sorry, I know, again, I know it's on the podcast, but
I'd love to
this
see.
Is actually I've got really long, like, dark ones here, and I have been thinking I need to pluck them, but I just haven't. And
you probably, what do you mean? She's kind of like,
you won't,
what, by your ear?
Yeah, like, wait, I don't know if you're gonna see. No,
that's
won't.
Like baby hair, isn't
no,
it
no, look, there's like long black wiry ones. Oh, you can't see. Maybe I'll take a picture.
I can't see,
but anyway, no one cares. But that is, they're big.
But I just think it's
crazy.
Like, as is completely normal.
It's just life, look. Like,
but it's outrageous. Do you know what? It makes me fumed. Everything makes me fumed. But everything about this makes me fumed. But it's literally like, it's outrageous that it's even a topic of discussion.
Yeah.
It's like the fact we have an awareness
That's
of it, and
the
we
thing,
all have an awareness
yeah.
of like, does hair grow in the right place? Does it grow in the wrong place? Like, and it's almost like, wherever it grows is right.
I do think I've actually gone a bit beyond it now. Like, I do think, you know how they say, like, oh, when you're fucking, when you get older, you won't care, blah, blah, blah. There are certain things that I care less about, and hairiness or my body hair or facial hair or whatever, I'm less on it at the moment. Like,
yeah.
I've got less of it. I probably just let myself go.
But
I'm joking.
I'm going to flip this fucking laptop up.
But actually, can
me?
I ask you something? Is there anything that as you've gotten older, you care less about, that is just like normalized?
No, I've just stayed terrible
no,
my whole life.
I know, but same. But like, is there, surely there are little things that there's something that you used
let
to have a thing about, and now you are just a bit more like, I don't care.
I mean, on the topic of hair, my eyebrows, I used to kind of pluck my eyebrows. Now I don't think I plucked my eyebrows.
One.
Well, that's one. I remember when I got to uni, my friend was like, let me pluck your eyebrows. But like, they're not.
No, you
But again,
small
it's
eyebrows.
Like, that's just. Well, they're kind of.
Yeah,
they're small,
lovely.
But they're like.
They're perfect.
That's one that I don't do anymore. Let me think.
Also, you got a fringe.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. Don't say my fringe.
No, I said also you've got a fringe, so your eyebrows are under there, so it's just
yeah,
like,
so it's
whatever.
Covered. I think that's also something. Right, let me look at my body.
Something that's gotten easier with age. Not just body, I just mean in life. Like, for example, are you more funny? Are you easier about, like when I was in school, even though I almost would have felt like I didn't care, I still would have put my tampon up my sleeve to go to the toilet. Whereas I think now I'd be a bit more...
Oh, no, fuck that.
Like, whatever.
Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
Things like that, I've always felt a bit like...
I don't care.
I think I've just had the fear, not the fear, the fire of just like...
Same, why should I care? Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I will say to the male teacher, I'm on my period.
Totally.
And I need to change my tampon.
Same, but I think that's because I'm a bit aggy.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, I'm just weird. Like, or just like, I'm just petty.
It is pettiness, actually.
I want to make him uncomfortable.
Yeah, I want to prove a point here.
Yeah.
I want to watch you squirm. For no other reason
than
it's fucking double science and I'm bored.
I'm just bored in ICT and I just want to make him scream a little bit. I want to make him a little bit go red. And then be like, that's absolutely outrageous that he went a bit red.
It is, though. It's completely outrageous.
It absolutely is. I don't know if I've changed
It's fine if not.
Wait, what's the question? What's the question?
Just like anything that you cared more about as a kid or when you're a teenager and you've just kind of slowly gotten over it. I think there will be loads of things, but I'm avoiding your eyebrows. I don't think that's real.
No. I was thinking in just terms of my body. Yeah. I mean, because everything else just stayed the same. Terrible. But I feel like, yeah, there's so much. I'm just so much more...
Don't give a shit.
Willing to like... Oh my God, do you know something that I can't stand that I used to do? I cannot fucking stand that I used to do this.
What was it?
Around boys, I used to like fake laugh. Mm. If a boy... Not even a boy that I like. Any fucking man. Just because... You kind of just think they are the ones with the power in a conversation. Mm. You're just there in your double science lesson. The boy next to you makes a joke that is not funny. And you go, ha, 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 ha.
Wow.
Just to, like, kind of ease the situation. And I feel like I really don't do that anymore. If someone says something that I... Especially, I just don't think I want to, like, appease men in the same way anymore. Yeah. Like, I think I've got better at, like, I didn't find it funny, so I'm not just going to laugh. Or, like, I'm not going to pretend to be stupid in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, that was really one of being, like, just pretending to be fucking dumb just because it's almost like, oh, I'm supposed to be dumb in this context. It's like, no, you know the answer. Mm. You're not stupid. Actually, in fact, you're smarter than him and let's let him know.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect.
Not in a rude way, but let's just, like, not dumb yourself down.
Yeah, for what reason?
Just to make someone feel more comfortable because you're not supposed to be the clever one there.
Mm.
Or, like, it's funny, really going to hurt if they realise that actually you knew more about this thing. Or just, like...
It's just a cutesy... Oh, it's just, like, a cutesy little thing, like, you know, to be dumb.
Yeah. I just think it's almost, like, how you think you're supposed to behave. It's just you're mimicking other women that you've seen on TV and in life. Mm. Kind of putting on a cute... And the thing I will never do... As long as I die, until the day I die. Actually, not even on the day I die. I'm not going to be on my deathbed doing this.
I know what you're going to say. I actually don't believe you. Go on, say it.
I've never done it and I never will do it. I probably actually have done it when I was, like, really young. But, like, when people talk to boys and they go, like, hey, could you just get...
But when would you have ever done that? When would you have ever done that?
I think I used to do it, like...
But I mean now. Like, I think it...
I watch it on Love Island. I see these girls doing.
Yeah, I think they're talking to their mates.
They're like, one they're time. Like, ha, 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 ha. And then they go, "Hey, how are you?" to the boy they like. It's like, what? What is this fucking baby that's come out of you?
I don't know.
Standards?
Yeah, I know. But I think there's a baby in you somewhere, boy. We're gonna get her out. One day she'll come out.
Fucking pedo.
No, it is really fucked up.
It's so weird. It's just I find it a learned behaviour.
Of course
that
it is.
That is actually really, really damaging.
Of course it is. Yeah, of course it is.
Like, I would absolutely die if... So I'm there with my hubby, my husband, and my daughter hears me going to my husband. She hears me with my friends all laughing.
Yeah.
And then to my husband, I'm like, did you get the oat milk from the shop? No, my daughter will not hear me speaking a baby's voice to a man. Like,
it's a moment of weakness, but I think your moment might come.
Oh, no,
maybe
it won't.
Not now that I've said no, it. Now you won't.
It won't.
I don't know.
I might fake laugh to an appease the situation, but I will not be putting on a little baby voice.
I hope you fake laugh sometimes to keep yourself safe. Yeah. No grudges there, but yeah, I agree. No, it's just
someone.
You slowly learn you don't have to make yourself, or you shouldn't. You slowly get a bit more annoyed at the thought of having to make yourself smaller. For other people.
I think it becomes just a bit more absurd, almost. Yeah. Like, it becomes a bit absurd to be like, and I think all of it, like shaving and all of the stuff that we've just been talking about, like the way you become more aware of not only the reasons why you're like policing your own body and like changing the way you speak, changing the way you laugh, walking straight, shaving your fucking legs, growing your hair, dressing a certain way, but then you also get more aware of like the reasons why you're doing it. It's like, okay, so I'm doing this,
but
basically,
I think it's, you know what, it's of also, a set of, yeah, go on.
No, just like for a set of rules that you were handed down from a generation who you can see how they act and how
exactly.
that plays out for them, and it didn't look good for the women, so why am I continuing
exactly
it? So
I think
I'm there shaving my legs for what
exactly? It's you're tired and it's almost the deal isn't worth it anymore. And
no,
was it ever?
Because you've seen it.
Exactly. It's
I've
like
seen
back
it
in the day.
To its conclusion.
You think, oh,
and
I shaved my legs.
That,
yeah, go on, sorry.
Well, just the... No, sorry.
No, no, go, go. It's me.
But I think that's it. It's like you...
We're getting...
You play... So I've watched these people's lives play out, and they've been shaving their legs, they've been dressing right, they've been eating fucking one almond a day, mm-hmm. and their husband's very happy. But I've seen these people... Time after time, they all fucking die in the end. Who am I seeing die? But they're old women and they die in the end. The husband dies or the husband cheats on them, all of this shit. They get their whole life. What did they get from it? Nothing but a life where they pretended to be someone they weren't.
Exactly, yeah.
For a man. Mm. No. No, I can't do it. And I will not do it.
Well... No,
but I will
right.
shave my legs because. Well, exactly.
But it's like sometimes you're the ways that you perform and the ways that you conform. Sometimes you're just like, this isn't worth it anymore. Or like, it's fine yeah. if I guess it's fine if I don't. You just start to realize that the exchange that's being made maybe isn't as significant or weighty as you once thought it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it just isn't that big of a deal.
Like, what would happen if for a day you do have hairy legs?
Exactly.
Like, do you need to get all the hair off, or maybe does it actually matter? Like, actually play out the day, and it's like, oh, the day looked the exact same.
Yeah.
So why did I have to conform to that behavior?
It is deep, though, isn't it? It's deep in you.
So deep. Because I'm saying all of this, but the moment my armpits start growing out, I'll shave them.
It's
so
you
deep.
Will never.
I believe
see
that
me
there is nothing bad about
hair.
It, but I will still shave them.
Yeah, hair. I said you will never see me with body hair.
No.
Not if I've got anything yeah. to do with it.
But how sad is that?
But exactly. It's like, but I hope by the time, touch wood, if I ever have a daughter, I hope
yeah, this
I'm
is
setting
my...
a different example.
That's the
and
thing.
I, look,
I will
I'll do
not
what
be
I
teaching
can
my daughter
with you lot.
She
like,
has to do that.
Exactly. I'll say what I can here to try and make sure you guys know
how
you
are
I
our
feel
daughters.
About things because you're my daughter. But I also hope that you give me the same slack of understanding
yeah.
where I'm coming from and why I might be acting a certain way in my own life, why things
yeah.
might be a challenge.
Exactly.
Okay, I really like this one.
Okay.
Somebody said that we should hashtag normalize the realization that nobody is an angel. Just had this, just talked about this with my dad yesterday, lol. Having bad thoughts, they said, not me. Having bad thoughts / doing bad things, obviously nothing. Oh, fucking hell, I've read it the wrong way. But they started out by saying, having bad thoughts / doing bad things, obviously nothing that really hurts somebody, but the realization that nobody is an angel.
Yeah.
And they spoke with their dad about it yesterday. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
This
is why I liked our toxic traits episode. Because it's, I love hearing the things
people's
that are kind
shit.
Of okay that we do that aren't good. Like
yeah.
this idea that we should all be completely virtuous and like amazing. I love
doesn't
there being
exist.
A bit of space for just like, yeah, I sometimes am a bitch and that's fine.
And also that makes you worse. That like this
yeah.
this dream of being a good person or like a perfect person is you're only holding yourself back by
well,
being so ashamed of the ways that you're not a perfect person.
Yeah.
Being able to look and like understand the ways that you could do better at is going to help you be better. It's going to help you 100%. Actually get closer to this
also,
good
person
that you
want to
be.
It might give you a bit of personality. I think it's like, let's have a bit of character as well. Like, I don't want my friends
spice.
To be... I would never... yeah, exactly, a bit of spice. I would never expect it of my friends, my family, anyone I know. And I would never want it from them either.
Perfection.
Everyone's what? 100% little angels. I'm not going to heaven.
Yeah, no.
No thanks. I don't want to hang out with these angels.
I mean, I do want to hang out with angels, but I also
I
think
don't.
It's important to know. I do. I think there's some. I think goodness is good.
No, goodness is good. Not.
Goodness
I don't
is
think there is any such thing. I would be completely
no.
suspicious. I
yeah.
don't believe in it. I don't think it exists.
Yeah, perfection doesn't exist. But I think also, I don't know if I said this on the podcast. Sorry, I know I keep saying that, which is probably really annoying. And you probably don't care. You're going to listen to it anyway. Or not. You can go. Have a nice day. Bye. That you're not walking this fine line of going from perfect act to perfect act to perfect act.
Yeah.
And the minute you make one tiny mistake,
yeah.
your whole existence is void and you're a piece of shit.
You
and
fucked up,
it's
so
all
therefore
just
now you're bad.
So now, exactly, now you're completely bad. It's you're not one mistake away from
yeah.
being a piece of shit at all times. Like, you're allowed to be a bit bad probably quite often.
Yeah. I think as if you live with your moral compass of being like,
yeah.
I'm trying to be good. I think anyone that was like, I am good, I think I would be a bit like, oh, I think... Or like,
I don't think so, because I think you should happily say, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, I agree. Good, yeah. But I almost think this idea of like, I only do good things, but it's almost like where if you don't identify any flaws in yourself, and I call them flaws, but almost like if you can't identify like, yeah, that's kind of a shitty thing that I did then, or like that is a bit of a habit I have where I do a bit of a dicky thing.
Well, that's something I've learned to do. That's something I've learned, like...
I don't like that behavior that I have.
Exactly.
I think that is, to be honest, should be encouraged.
Totally.
I don't think that's something to be like, oh, I have some bad traits, that's a bad thing. It's like, no, I think that's a good thing.
But I also think that's some, like, I don't think we're very good at taking criticism, and I don't think we're very good at, well, I don't think we're very good at giving criticism either, in the sense that constructive criticism. I don't think we're good at taking stock and feedback and looking at how to improve, because I think failure,
Do you want to pause?
Yeah, I think it's, sorry about that. I think it's about how we like deal with failure as a society. Like, I think it's like, if something is a failure or if something didn't go right, it's just this stupid, like, perfectionist thing that we've all gotten into where, like, the standard is just ridiculous. And I don't know, like, almost like where we place our worth isn't necessarily true. Like, something's only considered of value to you if it looks like a conventional, quote unquote, success to other people.
Oh, my God. Literally. I also think it's a problem with almost like where we place our attention. Like in the, or like where we put the weightings of like information, in that we would place so much more weight on like a negative thing about ourselves rather than a positive thing. Like if we, it takes 10 good things, and if you get one bad thing, that's the bad thing. It's like you can do 10 good things that day, but if you, I don't know, whatever people think makes them a bad person, do one thing that you think is shitty, you... ate the biggest slice of pizza that you should have given to someone else. Now it's like, I'm a selfish, greedy person, whatever it is. I just think it's almost like, but you're ignoring the fact that you also did this, 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 and this, and this.
Exactly,
It's like, it's an attention problem.
And also, you probably will be selfish sometimes.
I want people to be selfish. I want you to be
Because you're just human. Exactly, that's just it.
Who told you that you were
alien? Maybe it's not that big of a deal. And it is also a gendered thing of being...
Oh, 100%.
The perfect, like, good girl. But there's more to life. Like, I'm sure you are good. I'm sure you are good. Like, stop trying to jump through hoops and bending over backwards to convince people that you are good.
And also, just prove yourself.
Just know that you are good. Just feel good.
I think there's... For all of the times you're trying to prove to other people, I think really when you actually boil it down, you're basically just trying to prove to yourself, I'm enough,
I'm worthy, I'm worthy.
I'm lovable. I think that is actually what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you can just skip the fucking actions that you need to do. Skip the middleman where you're trying to give shit to people, trying to prove to other people so that they feed it back to you. Why don't you fuck that up and just tell yourself now, everything you want is desired from others.
Everything you want is desired from others.
Give it to yourself now.
You can give it to yourself now.
Because if you can just tell yourself, I know I'm good. I know I do shitty things as well. I know I'm a human being. But I'm a good person. I strive to do good things. And I trust myself in that knowledge. I fucking trust it. That's good enough then.
Exactly. No, I agree.
You're trying. You're doing good. And I do also think it comes with a huge thing, as long as you're not hurting other people. Like... It's not good enough to be fucking up.
Yeah, but also you probably will be hurting other people. You also will be hurting other people.
But I think it should be a strive to not to, because I also think, like, for example, I've seen it on Love Island this whole fucking season. Every single person that is spending their entire time hurting other people, I'm just following myself. You've got to do what you've got to do in here. I'm just being me. I've been true to myself the whole time.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
If that's true to yourself, you should have a fucking hard look in the mirror, because your truest self is all they are doing is fucking people over constantly.
But you know why they're fucking people over? It's because their insides are screaming, you're not worthy, you're not worthy. And not only are you not worthy, you're not worthy on television.
Publicly. You're publicly
you're
unworthy.
You're publicly not worthy.
Which
it's
is quite bad.
It's so fucked up. Yeah, it's completely
quite
fucked up.
Quite a bad decision to be in.
I mean, we've seen the consequences.
Exactly.
Love Island is a testing place
my God.
To go.
Yeah. Well,
amazing.
This is really fun. I really like this one.
So did I. I almost feel like we could go on for hours.
But we won't.
But we won't. We'll leave you wanting more. Cool. Okay.
Well,
thanks for doing this with me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this with me. So great. New tattoo.
Also, no.
No, not that one. Back of the arm?
No. It's my girly.
God, I pictured that although on it's the funny other because arm. That's why you want the one to balance it out on the other.
I am really thinking at the moment that I've got a few tattoos actually in mind all of a sudden. Actually, we are going to go on for a little bit longer. Sorry.
Oh my God, I also have something to tell you as well.
What?
No, it's not anything, but I met someone the other day that has a tattoo of the word girl. And I was saying, my friend who I do the podcast with, she
has girly.
She is girly.
Nice.
That was it.
I thought it was going to be a big deal, I'm not going to lie.
No, it's not. It's just almost like, I was like, oh no, my that's cool. God.
You actually said a few months ago now, you were saying that someone had done something tattoo-wise and you weren't the biggest fan of it. It was a celeb.
Oh God.
You were like,
oh yeah.
You were like, I don't love like all of this that they've done and blah blah blah.
No, I actually liked what they did, but I thought I was seeing I was reading the subtext of it, and I kind of thought they were doing it
to impress their boyfriend,
almost quite to impress a man.
Basically. Right.
I don't know this person.
You read
at
between
all.
The lines, and yeah. gave
and
us something
and what
that wasn't
I read
there,
was not.
But anyway,
yeah. I made it about the patriarchy.
Well, I'm almost thinking I want to get quite a few in one go, but.
Really?
Which was part of what
I mean that will be stunned
that yeah. person had done, but anyway, yeah. let's just go, let's get out of here. I'll let you know, but yeah, no new tattoos over here. Yeah. All right,
cool. Well, if you don't hear from us assume the worst.
Like for real.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.